Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
For the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It is Wednesday, October 1st. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
chilling.
Oh my God.
It is.
Sorry.
You were literally encouraging me behind the scenes.
Checking in on those good vibes. 585-252 9800. Okay. Where's everyone at? What's everyone doing?
What's
guys,
the vibe?
I know the world's a little crazy right now, but allow Breezy and I to be a distraction for you.
We like don't have a government.
What?
We like don't have a government.
No, I know.
They're like, actually, we're good here. We're like, oh, okay.
Things
can I? So since the government shut down, I don't have to pay taxes anymore, right?
That's not how that works.
Oh, right. Of course that's not how that works.
No, they still want their money. How many of you got your inflation check in the mail?
Didn't see it. What is it? $300? $200?
Depends on your income and what you filed for your 2023 taxes.
Like, we sent you $5. That should be good. That should be good.
Least amount of money someone is going to get is $1.50. Majority of people are going to get $400. But, you know, it depends on if you make over $75,000 or if you make less than $75,000 or if you filed as an independent or single. But most people are going to get a check, and if don't cash it unless you're desperate, because they're just going to count that as income, and then you're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Right.
It's like they're sending us our own money.
Even if I like take mine and Patrice's, we still can't pay for the down payment for the DJ. So it's literally like not even a dent. But thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Anyways, who's here? Who wants a jab? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are overall all over the place today. We are literally 3 days away. We are literally 3 days and a wake up till Nevaeh's big day. Yep. Off for petties today and a lot of last minute stuff.
Hey-o.
Have a wonderful day, guys. Moose, still waiting for pictures if you really do want those socks.
Where am I even sending those? I have no contact information.
I have her number.
Oh, yeah. Right I don't. I should do that. All right. I'm on it, Amy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So. Perfect.
Perfect indeed. Jess is here, says good morning. What's vibes up, are good today. Got all my jewelry cleaned last night, so I'm feeling fresh.
You know, speaking of jewelry, I had about 3 watches I had to replace the battery in. So what do? I go online and I buy a watch kit to open up the battery, the back of the battery, all the everything. I buy batteries and I lay everything out last night. And I open up all the watch lids, and I bought the wrong battery size. And I'm like, just really.
These things happen.
Really frustrating.
Yeah. Indeed.
I was so excited to start wearing some new watches.
Are they new? Why did you buy new watches with dead batteries?
No, they're not brand new. I've had them for a little while, but I only wear them like once in a great while. Like one I've had for 2 years, but maybe have worn it five times.
Watches, in my opinion, are the most pointless accessory there. I said it. It's like the time is everywhere around you. Your phone.
That's not about that. I like having a nice timepiece.
Right.
I do. Mm-hmm. Breeze, are the vibes through
Didn't
the roof?
Did someone give you a fake Rolex? And then it like fell apart on your wrist?
Our sales guy upstairs.
Yeah. He's obviously doing super well. Anyways, who else is here? We have our girl. Not Irene. Irene, sweetie, how are you? She says, good morning. I'm feeling good today because, honestly, I'm over it. And I don't want to fake it anymore. And I have made that decision here, right now. Perfect, Irene. Thank you. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Alyssa from Ontario here. Vibes are good. My daughter is starting Girl Scouts for the first time next Monday, and I'm excited for her.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask about that. When's the whole cookie situation? When do they start bringing those in for us? It's got to be soon. I thought it was fall.
I think it's spring. Well, unless they do it twice a year, but I know for certain it is spring.
Well, then we missed the boat, clearly.
Let's see. Time?
I got
So don't they just do it like, don't they sell them now?
I didn't get any of the peanut butter. What do they call them? Tagalongs? Oh, they're my favorite. They're absolutely to die for.
I love Thin Mints. I love Thin Mints.
We got to get on that.
January through April. You got some time.
Oh, yeah. We missed it last year. We never got any cookies. It's a good thing we got 13 packs of Oreos in this
studio. If you hate us, Girl Scouts, just say that. You can just say that. No worries.
All right, let me. You notice anything different about me this morning?
You're wearing a tracksuit? I don't know.
No.
What's happening?
No, I'm growing out my mustache. So. You don't like it, huh?
I don't. Don't you always have a mustache?
Not like this. No, I'm growing it out.
I don't see anything different about you.
Well, I just want to let you know in a week or so, I'm going to look like a real Top Gun. So, all right, guys.
Not a mustache if you have a beard.
No, but the beard is a lot shorter than it usually is. You know what I mean? Okay. Just give it a couple days. Thanks anyways, though.
Okay. He's like, you love it? I'm like, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Okay, so I'm getting three messages on Instagram right now. Some people want us to stop doing the good morning check-in with the long, you know, your thing.
Oh, I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't really care either. If it's annoying, we'll stop doing it, you know, because we do it for you. Some people like it, some people hate it.
Yeah, I mean, if you hate me, you can just say that. No worries.
Yeah, we don't want to be annoying first thing in the morning. You know, it's our thing. We were trying to do something different, but
also,
you guys hate it.
Classic to you guys to send it to Moose and not me. You could never say that to me or my face or my DMs.
Okay,
so.
It's not.
Anyways.
Okay, it's not about that. Coming up on the show, the nation is now facing a lot of uncertainty with yet another government shutdown after President Trump in Congress failed to strike an agreement. What does that mean?
Nobody knows.
For people who owe student loans. We'll talk about all of that coming up next on the show. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. This is tragic. The nation is now facing a lot of uncertainty. And yes, there is another government shutdown after President Donald Trump in Congress basically failed to strike an agreement to keep government programs and services running by today, which was the deadline. Now, roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed, some potentially fired. But the question is, how is this also going to affect student loans? So the U.S. Education Department, many of its core operations will continue in the shutdown kicking off this morning, but federal financial aid will keep flowing. And yes, I'm so sorry to announce this, student loan payments are still due.
Yeah, you gotta pay for their furlough. Come on.
They're still due, and they're expecting their money. The department will not issue new federal grants, but about 87% of its workforce is going to be furloughed. You got about 9.9 million students who receive some form of federal aid, right? spread across 5,400 something colleges, according to the department. Within the Office of Federal Student Aid, the department plans to furlough 632 of the 747 employees during the shutdown. Ooh. It didn't say which ones. For most student loan issues, borrowers, people who borrow the money work with loan services hired by the department rather than directly with FSA staff. So basically, out of 747 employees, after everyone gets furloughed, they're going to have 115 people left for the time being. Right. The department will also continue to process the free application for federal student aid, which is a key piece of how, you know, colleges and universities provide aid packages to incoming students. But it's just a really bad situation. And there's a lot of people that are either going to be furloughed or just lose their job altogether. It almost feels like the lights are on, but nobody's home situation.
Yeah.
You know, this system is still technically running, but who's behind the scenes making sure everything is working when 87% of this staff is gone? You know, it's crazy. And maybe this will last a week. Maybe it will last for a couple months. I don't remember the last time the government went into shutdown mode. I can't remember how long that lasted.
I can't either. I didn't even. I guess I really didn't even realize it happened last time.
Well, hopefully they can come to an agreement.
Shows how much I pay attention. Again, I was also like in college quasi. No, I wasn't. 2019?
You were not in college.
Definitely wasn't in college.
I don't think you were in college. All right, Breezy, coming up at 6:40.
I had my job here. What?
You were working here.
I was literally on this show. I was like, yeah, I was in high school, so I don't know. So, you guys, with everything happening with me planning my wedding, it's been very stressful. And it's only been a month. And I only have 11 months to go. Which seems like a lot of time, but not really.
Yeah.
The biggest point of contention and point of concern for me is the weather being nice. Because it's a gamble doing a wedding outside, especially when you don't know that far in advance if it's going to pour, if it's going to tornado, since we have those now. But I think I found a solution to ensuring the fact that the weather is going to be nice. It's going to cost me a little bit of money.
And you found all this on Etsy?
TikTok. Yes.
Got it.
But I will be purchasing something from Etsy. And I will tell you what it is. And maybe, just maybe, if you're having a wedding coming up here soon, you can utilize this as well. We'll get into it coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Breezy, you finally have done it.
I've done it.
You've come up with a solution.
I have. So obviously you guys know I'm getting married in literally 11 months.
Right.
From yesterday, 2 days ago. And
as you, some of you already know as well, I call dibs on Grandma Carol.
No, fully walking my Grandma Carol down the aisle, who's actually been on this very show. And I'm very excited. We're planning. We're doing all the things. But my mom has put this idea in my head, which, I mean, it's important to be realistic. It's important to be, you know, realistic. Let's just say practical was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, this is all fine and well. And like, we're having the wedding at my like childhood home that my parents still live in. But with that being said, like a lot of it is going to take place outside. So love that. But what if it rains?
What if it rains?
What if it rains? And my mom has already purchased over 100 clear umbrellas and she doesn't even know what the weather is going to look like. You know what I mean? But
you never do. It's got to be so hard to plan for a wedding in Rochester. The weather is so unpredictable.
I mean, planning for a wedding outside in general, like you just don't know. Like it could be in Florida, but it could be a hurricane. Like who really know? You know what I mean? So that has been one of the biggest like points of contention. And my mom is like, what if it rains? What if it rains? And to the point where I'm like, stop putting it out there.
Yeah.
Like stop speaking it into existence. Stop making it seem like it is going to happen.
11 months away. Yes. What if it rains? And you know what? If it does, I saw a great video on social not too long ago of a woman who posted on her wedding day. It downpoured. They got married outside and they embraced the hell out of it. And it was very refreshing because that's the only option you're left with is just to embrace it. So they all sat in the rain and laughed and had the best time and then went on with the rest of their day soaking wet.
Right.
What else can you do?
But at the same time, it's like you want to avoid it as much as you possibly can. And I have been in a handful of weddings where the weather's looked crummy and it has downpoured. But, you know, a lot of times in the summer, the pours are ebbing and flowing, right? Like it pours for like an hour and then it clears up and it's beautiful. And I've been in wedding situations like that as well.
Yeah.
But when I was scrolling the old TikTok yesterday, I came across a solution to all of our weather worries, all of them. And it has to do with Etsy and purchasing something on Etsy. So these people, men, women, not really sure who they are, they're called Etsy witches. And they sell their services.
Oh, stop. I know where you're going with this. It sounds so stupid already. Stop
and
it.
And you pay them to cast a spell. And
stop it.
They cast a spell on your wedding day. And the reviews are out of this world.
So you need somebody.
The reviews are out of this world.
You're telling me you need somebody to perform witchcraft the morning of your wedding. To make sure the weather cooperates.
Not even the morning of. I mean, it could happen any time. These people were doing it months in advance, 2 weeks in advance.
How much is it?
Anywhere from $5 to $5,000.
What's
that
the
is a range.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I have to do a little more research on who exactly I will be going with.
So one witch is like, I can do it for $5,000. And the other witch is like, I'll do it for $5.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it literally insane?
Wait, did you talk to Patrice about this?
No.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Would she be dumb?
Be up. She might be up. You can maybe call her.
Patrice, this is so great. This is so great. So, I don't even know how you came across this.
I don't either. But it's not that expensive. $5? I'll throw $5 at a witch. Even if it doesn't work, anything is better than nothing. But I will tell you this. The girlies on TikTok say it works.
Oh, this is so ridiculous.
Oh my God, the weather and the forecast was atrocious for my wedding day. And I bought an Etsy witch and she casts a spell. And oh my God, Indian sunshine.
If you're going to spend the money on an Etsy witch, you get what you pay for. So you might as well throw a little bit more cash at this person to make sure that, you know, they know what they're doing. $5?
Why not?
And some are charging $5,000.
Who knows, truly? Who really knows? I mean, what's the best Etsy witch out there? And if you've ever experienced this for yourself or maybe through other people, drop your racks. I'm ready.
What else do they do aside from weather?
So they do spells, rituals, and energy work. So you can go talk to them about other things too. Like you can do tarot, astrology, intuitive guidance.
No, you guys don't get it, man. You are tickling the devil's panties, okay? It is not a good idea.
You can do chakra balances.
Don't recommend
it. Protection.
Don't recommend it. No, okay. Thank you.
I said 5,000. Anywhere from 5 to 50.
That you were way off.
Yeah, I was way off. That's all right.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody's paying $5,000 for a non-guarantee. What would be the point of that? 50? Okay, fine.
I don't think any of the sorts is guaranteed, though. That's the thing.
Right, like, nobody in their right mind would dish out $5,000 for a non-guarantee that the weather was going to be perfect. They're going to do it.
This girl's, I hired an Etsy witch and it was 1,000% worth it. I spent $14. It was the best $14 I've ever spent. I hired this Etsy witch because I wanted to make sure and ensure that the weather was going to be good for my wedding. And
okay.
She goes, I hired her before I was even proposed to. So she didn't even have to give her a date. She just said, you need to make the weather good for my wedding day, whenever that may be. And she cast her little spell, and she did a little potion, and she waved her little wand. And I think this is perfect, just in time for Halloween. It's great. right.
What did she do? Did she throw a bat wing into a potion an open flame?
I'm not going to yuck her yum. It's her craft. She can do what she wants.
Okay.
I don't think you do it with them. I think they do it privately.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. Talk about rolling the dice. All right. We're going to get an Etsy witch for Breezy's wedding.
I mean, I'll bring her live on the show.
And
I don't care.
We would love to speak. I would love to talk to her live on the show.
I would love that.
We're going to make that happen. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, today officially being the start of October, there are some kids who are ready to get into the Halloween spirit. Can you blame them?
Not at all.
On the phone with us is Allison from Grace, who says her 7-year-old is ready to hit the ground running with the tradition of booing. But unfortunately, I mean, she's running into a couple of roadblocks. I think one of those is just, is it too early? Let's get her on the show with us. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for...
What's going good. On?
So thanks for coming on the show. How soon is too soon? Tell us what's happening.
Well, I have a 7-year-old, and now that it's October, she wants to start the whole booing tradition.
My favorite.
Exactly. Yeah, it's super fun. It's so wonderful having a kid this age because it's like, this is my favorite time of year. So
yeah, that is a tradition I never was a part of. So I don't really
probably know. Probably a little later.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it.
It's definitely like not something I did when I was a kid. But so essentially you drop a basket of candy on your like neighbor's porch with a little ghost note. Mm-hmm. And then they're supposed to keep it going. So you like, you know, it travels throughout the neighborhood. And
oh, I see.
But it's like an acceptable ding dong ditch. Like you can drop it, ring the doorbell and run away. And there's goodies there for them. And then they can go do that to 5 people. And, you know,
exactly.
But your daughter,
and you're not going to get arrested. So it's great.
and the whole neighborhood participates and it's super fun.
Okay.
It's supposed to be. At least the problem is that, you know, most people in our neighborhood are older. So, you know, they don't really participate in Halloween. Like I don't know if I would have even moved to this neighborhood if I had known this.
Right.
Really?
So you live with a bunch of seniors.
Yeah. Essentially. I don't know if they're seniors, but they're definitely not. They're definitely not like into. Yeah. They don't have kids. Like, yeah. Last year we actually tried to, you know, do it to one of our neighbors. She's single and she's just a little older and she, you know, she actually wrote a note back and it said, don't leave this crap on my porch. I don't like Halloween.
Oh, dear. So, that's the Scrooge of Halloween.
Now, this is a perfect opportunity for your daughter to go over there and do it again this year.
That's true. Let's just have her do it again. Yeah, I don't know.
She gets hauled away in a cop car.
I don't want to break her heart.
You got to go to a different, you got to go to a different neighborhood. I mean, that's what I did. I didn't grow up in a neighborhood, so we would always go to like a neighboring neighborhood, a neighboring cul-de-sac. And it's also just easier to navigate because there's more houses closer together, things like that.
I get it's October 1st. Your daughter ready to go?
I mean, she's been ready since the beginning of September.
Oh,
I've had to hold her back.
You're like, girl, it would be weird if we did this right now.
Okay.
They probably would call the cops.
Yeah, we had to hold off on decorations until just this weekend because she was ready to go.
Right.
So, But yeah, I mean, I don't want to break her heart. She thinks the whole world is like into Halloween and, down for it all. So I know she's going to be disappointed if nobody plays in her neighborhood, nobody plays along, but.
Right.
Well, also.
I don't want her to be upset.
Is it too early to start all of this? You know, and granted, I get she's excited. It's the 1st of October. You know, people are getting into the spirit. But it sounds like, as far as your neighborhood, nobody wants to be bothered.
I know. A question to parents this morning, like, when are all bets off to start Halloween extravaganzas? Is it today, because it is October 1st and you have 31 days to just absolutely send it? Or do you have to get closer? Because looking at the calendar right now, Halloween is literally 4.5 weeks away.
Oh, I think that the whole season should start when they start offering pumpkin lattes.
Then August.
Yeah. Then you and your daughter are in lockstep.
Yeah, she was like ready. First pumpkin latte that she saw on the news. Or yeah.
Get the baskets ready. We're going booing.
Allison, you gotta leave the neighbor another boo. You gotta do it. I'm telling you. Those are the people that need it the most, right?
Yeah, I'll do it, and then I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. Is it too soon to start this tradition, especially in a neighborhood where nobody enjoys Halloween or really participates? I mean, what do you do? You can go to another neighborhood, but isn't the point of this for them to return the favor? Right?
Well,
I don't know how it works.
Yes and no. Like, you can start it.
Because
when they return the favor, it doesn't make sense for you to go do it again. You know what I mean?
Right, but like, you're only doing it once. You're going to do multiple homes.
Yeah, you do multiple homes, but like if the whole point is like it's a train, right? So if somebody returns it to you, then you are obligated to go out and do it to other people. That's how it kind of works. So you're not going to go do it twice.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Hey, Allison?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were still with us.
She's like, no, we are not doing.
All right. Well, listen, we got some texts coming in. It's people are getting into the Halloween spirit. It's October 1st. What's the worst that could happen if your daughter wants to start tonight? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to stop her. But
no, you don't have to stop her, but you can also trick her. So if you realize that nobody wants to participate and play along, just write one up and say, hey, somebody dropped this off. You could do that too, right? You can lie.
But you still have to go do it.
Honestly, we try not to lie in our house.
Okay.
Like that was kind of our goal. Like as she's gotten older, we're like, okay, if she asks about Santa or she asks, like we don't want to lie necessarily. So we're trying to walk the line between creating the fantasy, but also, you know, being honest with her.
Yeah. It sounds like you got good morals there, you know,
not
my family.
The tradition is that you like the whole neighborhood is like connected, you know, so
and
it's sad that our neighborhood isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fascinating. I like this. Okay. Let me get to some text messages, Allison, but hey, is it too early to say happy Halloween?
Not for me.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Happy Halloween to you guys.
Thanks for the call. Tell your daughter we said hello.
Thank you, we will.
Okay. Happy Halloween, then.
Happy Halloween,
that sounds
girly.
Go. If you were in Costco by July, you'd be saying happy Halloween, too. Because the decorations
were up.
Who's here? Let's go over to Mary first, weighing in. She says, hi, good morning, guys. So my 8-year-old was obsessed with booing last year and got sad when no one responded. So this year, we're presetting 3 friends to boo each other so she still gets the joy without the drama.
Loving it.
Might be something to consider. Have a blessed day. You too, Mary. You have a blessed day as well.
Get it, girl.
Let's go over. See, I didn't grow up with this tradition. The same way I didn't grow up with Elf on a Shelf. Before my time.
This person says, this lady must live in my neighborhood because it's the exact same way. All of the neighbors are retired and no one passes out candy. Also, they leave nasty. Oh, I'm sorry. Also, they leave that nasty neighbor another boo basket. I'm team Moose.
Speaking of handing out candy, I'll tell you right now, some of you are so brave to leave a bucket outside with a note that says, please take one. They never do.
No, that's a lot of faith in humanity that you
really
have.
Good morning, guys. If you live near older people who don't get it, just don't include them. And I know it sounds harsh, but not everyone needs to be a part of the fun. Let your daughter spread joy where it's welcome.
Right.
Yes, but where is that?
Where's the joy?
The whole neighborhood sucks.
Move!
You got to move neighborhoods.
Buy an RV, go around, hit up other neighborhoods.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is from Brenda. So as far as what you guys are talking about, we did the boo box thing, but left a little card with it and said, if this isn't your thing, feel free to pass it on. That way no one felt pressured and we didn't get hate mail. Okay, well, that's
right.
That's great.
Right.
That's great. I don't think it's too soon. I mean, yes, it's October 1st, but here's the other thing, too. If she does start tonight, what do you do for the next 30 days? Sit and wait?
Right.
You got to distract
that's
her.
That's the thing. It's like you got to do other activities. So once you ignite that flame, it's just going to keep on burning.
Yeah, get her addicted to coffee. You know what I mean? That way she could just focus on wanting to get a caffeinated pumpkin spice every single day. It will distract her.
She's like, I'm five.
All right, guys. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to...
Okay, well, I have some unfortunate news, so everybody listen up. The Queen of Funk, Chaka Khan, is postponing her concert tonight in the Flower City. I know we did give tickets away to this.
Bomb to hear about that.
I know. So representatives from Kodak Center announced yesterday on Tuesday that Chaka Khan is unable to take the stage today on Wednesday for her scheduled show due to unfortunate circumstances. The venue is asking ticket holders to hold on to their tickets and they will be honored for the rescheduled concert. So it's not canceled. It's just postponed.
Got it.
Refunds will be offered once that new date is announced, if you can't make it or don't want to go, whatever the case may be. So if you were planning on going to that show tonight, I know a lot of people were excited about it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Don't shoot the messenger, but it is not happening tonight.
But that means we can hang out. What do you guys...
Oh, my God.
What do you want to do? Come on, let's go get after it tonight.
Oh, dear.
What's down the street? The old apartment? Let's go get a brewski. Come on.
What are you talking about? What old apartment?
That's the name of the bar.
Oh, my apartment.
My apartment. What about the doghouse? Is that still open?
I don't.
On Westridge Road?
I don't know.
What about the Mirage?
The Mirage is something I could get behind.
Really? That's where you want to go?
Let's go. Yeah, why not? Let's roll the dice.
Let's roll the dice.
Chaka Khan.
Sorry. Don't get me wrong. I love an exotic dancer, but not as much as I love an exotic dancer who's missing a limb. All right, coming up on the show.
Whatever you're into. I'm not going to yuck your yum. You know what I mean?
So a friend of mine out of state is dating someone who he really likes, but her eating habits are really, really unique. And now he's wondering if this is a deal breaker or not, considering the fact that she's a 37-year-old woman. Would love to hear your thoughts on this one. I'll share with you the whole story coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 585-252-9800. I'm wondering if this would be a turnoff for any of you. My buddy who lives out of state, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about this. He met a girl and everything is great.
Loving it. Love at first sight.
Isn't it always in the beginning until somebody shows you who they really are?
Correct.
I thought that I met the love of my life. I thought I met the woman of my dreams until I learned she never flushed the toilet. Not the lasagna from last night.
Ew.
So
take help.
They were FaceTiming, having great conversation, and then he started to pick up on her eating habits.
Okay.
And realized that she only eats processed foods.
Ew.
That's it. Okay. He said in the morning she'll grab a small bag of chips. Okay.
Okay.
For lunch, it's lean cuisine or anything you can toss into the microwave. She doesn't drink coffee. Her beverage of choice 24/7 is soda. That's her drink of choice. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I love a frozen pizza, but this girl will not touch a vegetable.
Really?
Or if it can't be microwaved, she don't want anything to do with it. Now, my friend is someone who doesn't typically eat like a child. He likes to cook once in a while, but he asked me the other night, he goes, you think this is a deal breaker? He says, I can't tell if it's normal to be this weirded out by somebody's diet. And I said, well, she's 37. And there's one way to find out. Stick it out. See how long you're willing to eat Hot Pockets for dinner.
That's not it.
If you really like her, I would invite her over and try cooking dinner with her. Real food. And see if she likes it. And yes, it's weird because she's 37. Guys.
She's 37 eating dinosaur nuggets. Like, what are we doing here?
Exactly. Like, for breakfast, it's like chips in a soda.
That is like the biggest, like.
I could.
That is the biggest niche turnoff.
Yeah, it is. But would you guys find this odd? Would this be a deal breaker for you? 585-252-9800. I used to eat a lot of processed foods in my 20s. But then I got to a point when I thought to myself, you know, I think I'd rather cook a piece of fish tonight than eat another frozen mozzarella stick. No, I'm dead serious. If you found out the new person you were dating ate like a 12-year-old and only enjoyed soda and processed foods, would this be an automatic deal breaker for you, yes or no?
Also, can we please just talk about the fact that, like, I don't know, when you eat mozzarella sticks at like a bar and then you eat mozzarella sticks at home, they don't taste as good. They never do.
I try my best not to indulge at home the same way I would at a restaurant.
Right. You know, because then it becomes comfortable and then it's like, yeah.
It's got to be a balance. And guys, be brutally honest on this one. We need to help my boy out. Otherwise, he's stuck eating bagel bites for the rest of his life.
I feel like this is such like a niche like turnoff because there are things that people can do that can turn you off. Like, I mean, for example,
forgetting to flush the toilet.
Right, like hygiene, like typical, like, oh, they don't shower, or oh, they don't flush the toilet, or, you know, they leave their socks. Those are like so baseline and like, yeah, that's a clear and voyant, like obvious thing of, yeah, I'm not into it and this is annoying to me.
Yeah.
The processed food thing is very niche, but it is understandable. Like if you can't go out to like a nice steakhouse with your significant other because all they eat is French fries and hot dogs, like, and they ask for the kids menu, like, oh my God, I have the ick.
I would imagine if this is somebody he decides to stick it out with, I would imagine that her healthcare needs...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Their premium's going to be high when it comes to health insurance.
Very much so. Let's go over to our friend Steph weighing in first. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Honestly, I agree with Moose. I would try cooking with her once. And if she complains about veggies, then it's over. It's over.
Because you know what it's giving? It's just giving juvenile. Like, you're so juvenile that you can't eat vegetables. And
I hate that.
And like, okay, I don't like fruit. Like, I hate fruit. But like... that's just a personal preference. Like, I will eat green things. I like vegetables. Fruit is just like, the thing about it is, it's not that I won't eat it. I mean, I just don't like it. But
yeah, there's certain
just a weird aftertaste. It's a sensory thing for me. It's not that it's healthy.
Okay, you don't eat fruit. Big deal. But it's not like, you still eat like an adult.
Right.
You
like, still I'll eat cook. Fish, I'll eat chicken, like, I'll eat red meat every now and again. Like, I'm not, everyone's like, you're such a picky eater. Like, I'm really not that picky.
Yeah, but. I mean, there's things people don't like. Hey, good morning, guys. Everyone has their own thing that comes off weird to someone else, but the chips for breakfast and only drinking soda is a sign she doesn't care about her health. Yeah. Unless your boy wants to take care of her when she is sick and tired, then his best bet is to get out while he still can.
Also, you know what's like concerning is like you're going to lose, unless her body's completely adjusted to it, which maybe it is because she sounds like she's been eating this for a while. You're going to have to get used to losing a lot of time with your significant other because they're going to be on the toilet.
That's true too, yeah. Hey, as long as she flushes, that's a positive. And also, the thing is that I can never date someone like this because I'm a huge foodie. I want to be able to go out to restaurants, try food together, and it would be nice.
Right.
If the person I'm doing that with really appreciates the food, I could not fathom going to Max Chop House with a woman and watching her ask the server for a corn dog.
Right. There was an episode of Gypsy Rose after she got released from prison, and they went out to like a steakhouse or something, and her, I think he's her husband. I don't know. She's had like five different boyfriends, but like she... he asked her to like try octopus or
calamari
or something, and she was like hyperventilating and puking. And it's like you're a 7 year old. Mine is like, I was dating someone in the past where they left the cabinets open after every time they opened one. Like, they never shut the cabinets, ever. And I was just so turned off
by that. What is that about?
I don't know. It's not that. It's genuinely not that hard. Like, it honestly moves. Like, it looked like Carrie, like, went in every single time I walked into the kitchen. Like, all the doors in a scary movie were just, like, off the hinges. And it's just like, what are we doing here? Like, you're a full-blown adult. Like, you fully live alone. Like, what is happening?
Well, you know what they say. When one cabinet closes, another one opens.
And that it did.
Chris says, I don't care how cute this girl is. If she eats like she's 12, then yeah, it's a deal breaker. Eating like that every day cannot be sustainable. Ask her to cook with you and see how she reacts to a tomato.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well said. Thank you guys for helping my boy out. He needs all the help he can get. We should definitely check in with him, though, and get a...
We just send a pack of Oreos his way.
We got it.
We're like, we're thinking of you and your girl.
Yeah, we got to get the runaround. All right, guys, thanks for the messages. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY Traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
What a bunch of clowns. 585.
He's like, these guys are idiots.
9800 is the number to call if you guys need to clear
the air, baby.
Shannon is weighing in first for There I Said It this morning, and she says, OMG, you guys, my dad yesterday at my niece's soccer game used the word YOLO. And I was absolutely mortified. Some dads are just not cool. And mine is one of them. There,
it's
I said it.
So cringe.
Shannon, you're a hater.
YOLO, FOMO, JOMO.
It's giving. All right, let's go over. Hey, good morning, guys. Does anyone else throw away solicitations for school fundraisers? I love kids, but I just don't want to pay $18 for popcorn in a tin. There, I said it.
They can get me any day. Any day.
Yeah, you popcorn queen over here.
Mm-hmm. I went to the movies yesterday alone.
What?
Just to eat popcorn.
What did you see?
Freakier Friday for the second time. And then, did you know that they have Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
I got Pizza Hut, too.
I got it when I went to the theater with your brother.
Oh, yeah. Tinseltown?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't as great as like when we went to Brockport, but it was fine.
It's been sitting under a heater for 12 hours.
Yeah, true. This person says, this is a hot take, but I don't believe that traveling is fun. There, I said it. It's very stressful, and it always seems like all you want to do is really get home.
Well, on the way back, you do. But on the way there, you're all hyped up. You're excited. Your dopamine is rushing.
What is your vacation threshold? I know you just went to Italy for 2 weeks. At what point in your trip were you like, yeah, I'm ready?
My last 2 days in Rome.
You're like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
So we'll say like 10 days is your threshold? Because you were there for like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I would say day 12, I'm like, okay, let's wrap this thing up. You know, because the thing about Rome, too, is none of the servers and the people there were just a little bit more rude. were Romans being
when in Rome.
Right. And it's like,
just be rude back.
And I asked my cousin, I said, let me ask you something. Why does everyone here seem miserable? She goes, they're pissed that they have to work.
Oh my God. So. No, literally same. I get
it's like they're very upset. I was like, they're packing up my table at 7:30. They close at 9. They're like, okay, they're taking the flowers off the table. They're blowing out your candle while you're eating.
Oh my God.
I'm like, all right, it's time
to
get back to the States. This would never happen at Vern's. They love their job over there. Let's go over to Brett. Some of these no filter selfies online is killing me. Stop lying. There's always a filter, and some of these filters are hanging on for dear life. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
This person said coffee tables are a waste of time or a waste of space and money. There, I said it.
Disagree. I have a beautiful coffee table.
What do you do with it?
I put my coasters on it. I put flowers on it. I put.
Oh yeah, we saw your flowers. We saw multiple flowers.
How do you not have a coffee table?
No, I do. I didn't say this. Somebody.
Or end tables, for that matter. Like, where do you put your stuff? Where do you put your feet up?
I'll get into this a little later, but I'm very, very upset because I bought an ottoman yesterday from Facebook Marketplace, and it's unusable.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you exactly why a little later. All right. Who else is? Yeah. This person says, learning another language is a waste of time. All you really need to know when you're in another country is hi, please, thank you, and bye.
Okay, that pisses me off. It's so ignorant. Okay, let's go over to Jackie. If your kid is 5 and still in diapers, that's a parenting failure, not a developmental delay. There, I said it. Yes, hot take. All right, this is where they get spicy. Amy, parents who constantly talk about their kids' GPA in public, I have news for you. Nobody's interested. There, I said it.
Oh, yes.
I love it. I love the hot takes this morning.
So good.
I will say, too, here's mine, because I've been hearing this from so many different people. If you complain about your job every single day but refuse to look for a new one, that's your problem. There, I said it. It's on you.
Yeah.
Do something about it. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm sure some of you have a friend that call you and just want to bitch and moan about everything terrible about their job, but they just refuse to do anything about it.
Yeah. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you.
We are praying for you.
Mine for today is this. I genuinely believe that the snooze button is a grace from God. There, I said it. It is like the most, it's such a gentle wake up because the alarm is so harsh and the snooze button gives you that extra 5 to 10 minutes that really just lets you slowly wake up. And I think I use it in a way of like a reminder more than anything, because like once the alarm goes off, I'm kind of up.
Yeah.
Just kind of like on my phone or whatever, but I lose track of time. So I love the snooze button. It truly saves lives. There, I said it.
It's your worst enemy. Guys, if your boyfriend's over 30, this came in from Jules, and he's playing video games for 6 hours a night, that's your first red flag. There, I said it. Don't get on your boyfriend for decompressing or your husband if he wants to play video games. 6 hours a night? Yeah, I could see how that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Couple hours a day? Eh. You know, he's blowing off some steam. He's hitting the streets in GTA. And then I'll go over to Jeffrey, who says, Moose, I heard you say on the show this morning that you're into exotic dancers who are missing a limb. I know just the place. Hit me up. He gave me his phone number. What is a 315? What is that? Watertown?
Syracuse.
Oh, yes, of course. That's the 315
anywhere
area.
Anywhere from Geneva all the way to Syracuse up to Watertown.
Perfect. All right.
It could really be a plethora of different places, truly.
Yes.
But
if you guys excuse me, I have a number to call this morning.
He's like, we got to end this.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials. Facebook.
IG.
Jeppel Roan on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. Guys, it is October 1st, and I got to let you know, if you're craving something creepy, and our show is just not cutting it for you, well, this Halloween season, you can check out the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester. They are officially back. And they are scaring the, I guess you could say what this, what does this say here? They're scaring the bejeezies out of you? Okay, that's totally
right,
fine.
I love this copy.
You can go over to the Haunted Hayrides of Rochester.com to check the schedule, grab your tickets. And consider the line jumper pass to save time, and you can get more scares in. How's that sound? Breezy and I will be there this Friday.
Just get those scares in, yeah.
You got to do it. You got to absolutely do it.
We'll be there at 6, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Come see us.
So this is kind of scary. As some of you know, the nation is now facing a lot of uncertainty with yet another government shutdown.
And no, this isn't a haunted house.
It's not. After President Donald Trump and Congress basically failed to strike an agreement to keep government programs and services running, the deadline was today, and roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed, some potentially fired. And the question is, how is this shutdown going to affect student loans? While the U.S. Education Department, many of its core operations are going to continue in the shutdown, but federal financial aid, yes, that will keep flowing, but student loan payments are still due. I'm so sorry to report that, you guys.
Ugh.
Still got to pay those loans.
Nightmare.
The department will not issue new federal grants. So about 87% of its workforce will be furloughed. You have 9.9 million students who receive some form of federal aid spread across 5,400 colleges, according to the department.
What about people who get like food stamps and things of that nature? What about that?
I can't speak on that.
Perfect.
What about them?
Like, are they still going to get their aid if the government's shut down?
Well, this is for students.
I know, but I'm saying, I mean, there's a student section, there's a human section, there's an adult section,
Yeah, I mean, according to this, they're still going to be sending out that aid, but also that's exactly probably the reason why they're expecting people to pay back those loans. Within the Office of Federal Student Aid, the department plans to furlough 632 of the 747 employees during the shutdown. They didn't say which ones, but for most student loan issues, you're going to have to pay back those loan services that are hired by the department rather than directly with FSA staff. So out of 747 employees, after everyone gets furloughed, you got 115 people left for the time being. And who knows how long this shutdown is going to last. It could be a week, could be months. The department is also going to continue to process the free application for federal student aid. I mean, which is a key piece of how colleges and universities provide aid packages to incoming students.
Right.
So they're still going to be doing that. But like I said earlier this morning, this is one of those situations where it feels like the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Correct.
Who's behind the scenes making sure everything works when 87% of the staff is gone? It's a tough situation.
Oh, dear. Not great at all.
And I feel for everyone who works for the government who's going to be furloughed. I mean, that's you're talking almost 800,000 people. It's right. A lot of jobs. All right. Coming up on the show, I love the message we got from this mom by the name of June. Speaking of colleges, she wants to visit her daughter at a college in Virginia, but her daughter has made it very clear she doesn't want her visiting right now. And June says, well, I'm paying for everything, so I'm going to see her anyway. She's my daughter. I have every right. And now she's asking, who's the selfish one here? Me or my daughter? And I was like, I can't wait.
You're just rolling up on her space?
Right, exactly. We'll get to June's message here, which you guys have to say, coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, should I give my daughter I don't know how to say this. June wrote in and she's like, I want to visit my daughter at college, even though she told me no. Should I go anyways?
I'm
like,
no.
I was like, that's interesting. And June says her daughter recently moved to West Virginia for school and is giving her no reason why she can't come and visit her. And now June says, as a mother, I have the right to go see her when I want. I'm like, I don't know if that's how that works.
Not really.
I can already tell this is going to turn into a disaster. But 585-252-9800, if you want to weigh in this morning, here's the actual message that she sent us. She wrote in and said, hi, Moose and Breezy. I would love some help with this. Because I honestly don't know if I'm being the selfish one here or if it's my daughter. She's a freshman at college in Virginia, and from the second she moved in, I felt this big empty space in the house. I do miss her terribly. Naturally, I thought I'd plan a trip down and visit her just to see how things, you know, were doing and how she's adjusting and to spend some time together. But when I mentioned it to her, She made it very clear that she does not want me to come visit.
She's not into it.
No reason, no explanation, just that she doesn't want me there. What stings is I'm the one who's paying for her school. I'm covering her tuition, her living expenses, even her phone bill. And on top of that, she still calls me almost daily when she needs help with literally anything, adulting, if you will. Bills, paperwork, scheduling, you name it. So for her to say I can't come visit feels like such a slap in the face. And I'm torn here because on one hand, I know she's trying to find her independence. Maybe she needs space. On the other, it's not fair. I'm her mom. I'm funding her entire life right now, and I've earned the right to go down there and see her whenever I want. And I would also love to hear from parents on this. Do I respect her wishes and stay home, or do I book the trip anyways and show up? Because I do have the right, seeing that she is my daughter, who I'm still supporting. Who's really being selfish here?
Why would you want to go see someone who doesn't want to see you?
Why do you want to go down there to begin with?
Right.
All right. What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. Who's the selfish one here? Because June is paying for her daughter's college and thinks she can have visits whenever she wants. Or her daughter, who's a freshman, this is all new to her. She says, I don't want you coming to visit. I'm not ready. Well, I'm going to do it anyways.
It's also been like a month. Like, chill.
It's October 1st. How long has she been in school? Mid-August?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Relax. It sounds like she's been asking for a couple weeks now. Can you
give it a second?
Right.
Let me see here. I don't know, man. I see this was never an issue for me because I went to MCC. And I tried.
And lived at home.
I tried to stay in the dorms.
They were like, please, can we come visit you so you can leave?
My dad was like, I'm not paying for you to stay in the dorms. Get your ass home.
I was like begging my parents to come see me. Like, please come see me and feed me. They're like, what?
Where were you?
First, I was in Syracuse, and then I was in Oswego.
That's right. You went to Syracuse first. Mm-hmm. And then went to Oswego, not Geneseo. Got it.
Not Geneseo. That's a massive rumor that this entire company's made up. Listen, I went to Geneseo.
After dissecting this message, I'm 100% with June's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get to hold that over her head. And great, you're a supporting mom. That's great. But you can't use that against her because you want to. What are you going to do when you get down there? Hang out with her when she doesn't want you there? How uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, what a fun trip for everybody involved.
Right.
How miserable.
I planned a girls' day for us. I can't. It's Saturday. We have the football game.
Right.
We're all going to the game.
Exactly. Like, she's literally had 5 to 6 weekends alone, like getting her bounds at school, and you want to come? Like, why can't you just come early for a break? I mean, you're gonna have to go get her in Thanksgiving or
Can you
know what I mean?
I would hold off another month. I mean, Thanksgiving is next month. I can't believe I'm saying that. Katie says, good morning, guys. So this mom June is being selfish. Just because she's paying for everything doesn't mean her daughter owes her a weekend visit. She's trying to figure out her own life. Give her some space. Yeah.
Yeah.
D says, I get she's paying for everything, but if she's going to use that over her daughter's head, exactly what I said, every time she wants to get out of town to go visit her daughter, then yeah, her daughter's going to end up resenting her. She's probably, 18? Let her live her life.
Correct.
You got to do it. You got to give her some space.
You have to give her space because honestly, like, you're just going to push her away, ultimately. Let her, like, miss you. Let her want you to come. She will eventually, but not if you just keep nagging her about it.
I remember high school when a lot of my friends went away to college. They were still in relationships. And what do you do out of high school? You'll always try to figure out the long distance thing until you wake up. And you're like, wow, there's a lot more people here that I have options to.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That I just connect with better.
Every time.
Right? But you have that one person in the relationship that's forcing, I want to come and see you.
Right.
We're going to spend the weekend together.
Right.
Okay.
And then they walk in and you're with another woman.
Oh. Okay. Guys, this is wild. If my kid told me I couldn't visit, I'd be like, okay, then pay your own tuition. that came in from Anna in Fairport.
Like, I think that everyone's just being so dramatic. Like, it's not even like that. It's just like, hey, maybe I'm busy this weekend, or hey, like, I have a lot going on with school. Like, honestly, believe it or not, midterms are right now. So, this is when midterms are.
Midterms?
Yes. For college.
What I mean, break that down. What exactly are they doing?
School's done. I mean, finals are like first week of December, first or second week of December. So, yeah, they're midway through their semester. They're probably happening either this week or next week.
Boundaries, June. Boundaries, even with your own child. Funding her life doesn't mean you get to own her time whenever you want it. Yeah, and listen, this is probably not what she wanted to hear. And I told her there's not a lot of people that might be on your side on this one, but we'll take a shot at it. Mm-hmm. Let's go over this person. The daughter is acting a little spoiled too, you guys. She's getting financial and an emotional support from her mom and then denies her a visit. That's not fair either.
Right. I just think this mom is like being really overbearing.
Listen. Fine. She wants to go and see her daughter. I respect that. She's paying and funding her life. I get that too. Maybe the daughter should explain why. Saying don't come without a reason. I get why that would feel like a slap in the face to June. Give your mom a little clarity. Why don't you want her there yet? You have a lot, like you said, there's midterms maybe coming up in a month or two.
Midterms are coming up. I'm finally like at college for the first time without my parents. Right? I'm having fun. I'm getting my footing. Like, there's only so many fall weekends left.
Yeah.
Like, can we just give me a minute, please? It's giving helicopter parent.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, we got a text here coming in too that says, when I was a freshman in college, I told my mom not to visit. Not because I don't love her, I didn't want to see her, but when you're a freshman, you're trying to adjust. She's in a new state. You know, and she's trying to do all that without somebody hovering over her.
This person says, I'm not a parent, but I am in college and I love when my mom visits. If I were you, I'd not visit, but also cut off somewhat of what you're paying for, to be honest. I don't know why she wouldn't want her to visit.
I don't know.
This person says June needs to stay home.
Maybe there's something else going on that we don't know about.
There's more to the story.
Maybe there's a body she's trying to hide.
Also, like, I'm sorry, but parents who sit there and, like, threaten you financially are clearly the relationship's unstable, because if you feel the need to threaten your child every time you don't get your way, it's giving temper tantrum. And honestly, I kind of have the ick.
Well, your dad used to do it to you.
I mean, not real. I'm not like dad, like, hey, I'm busy this weekend. He's like, all right, well, no more. The well is run dry. That's crazy town, USA.
The well is run dry.
Psychotic.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
All right, guys. It's kind of split, but June, ultimately, I would love, love,
the slightest inconvenience. My dad's like, like, never, never, ever, ever.
June, I'm going to call an audible. You got to go.
No.
You got to go this weekend. I want to see what happens.
Honestly, please don't.
Got to go. I need a follow-up on this one. We got to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Thanks for the messages.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat
breathing! We got a 4-pack of passes we need to give you for a chance to go see Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl. That's going to be at AMC Theater in Webster on either October 3rd or the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
This is for going head-to-head with our girl Breezy. Let's go to the phones looking for caller 8. PXY, who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky.
What up, queen?
Yeah.
Huge Taylor Swift fan?
I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan, but my daughter is, and she turns 12 today. It's her birthday, so she just said to me in the car on the way, driving her off to school, that she was hoping to get some passes.
Hey.
Let's go.
This is it's going to be a good day for her if you win it, because you're caller 8. Woo! Becky, you're going head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who's just leaving the room right now.
Good luck, Becky.
All right, Becky.
Okay.
Here's how we're going to do this. The rules are very simple. You got 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you get the win. Let's go to question number one. Becky, name the NFL team whose fans put cheese on their heads during the games.
The Green Bay Packers.
Locking you in with the Green Bay Packers. Question two, Becky. Which TV game show features the phrase, survey says?
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Let's go to question number three. Which U.S. president signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863?
Abraham Lincoln.
Final answer?
That doesn't sound like it's right then.
I'm just asking you. That's fine. We'll lock it in. Let's go to question number four.
Okay.
Which candy bar is made of nougat, caramel, and peanuts covered in chocolate?
Oh, Snickers.
Going with Snickers. And last question, Becky, in soccer, what is it called when a player scores 3 goals in one game?
Oh, I don't know this one, but I'm calling it goal.
You're just going to go with goal? All right, let's go for it.
I got nothing.
Okay, we're going with goal. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room, and we're going to tally these up and see how well you did, Becky, okay? Right now, we're looking at a total of 4 out of 5.
Okay,
period.
I'll take it.
Not bad.
Okay, Becky, your daughter's flipping, so.
Yeah, things are looking really good for your daughter. All right, let's put you on hold real quick. We're going to go over to our girl, okay, Breezy, to see how well she does. Breezy, question number one.
Yes.
Name the NFL team whose fans put cheese on their head during the game.
The Green Bay Packers.
Question number two. Which TV game show features the phrase, survey says?
Family Feud.
Question number three. What U.S. president signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863? Clock's ticking.
Abe Lincoln.
Question number four. Breezy, which candy bar is made of nougat, caramel, and peanuts covered in chocolate?
Snickers.
I need a final answer.
That's all I got.
And question five. In soccer, what is it called when a player scores 3 goals in one game?
A turkey? I don't know. Or maybe that's bowling. I don't know.
Come on. Is that what you got? You going to go with turkey?
Turkey.
Okay, we're going with the turkey. All right. Let's bring our girl Becky back up on hold. Hey, Becky, what's going on?
Not much.
How do you think Breezy did?
I don't think turkey's right, but I don't know what happens when we tie.
You automatically win, but I don't know if that's the case or not.
Well, this is crazy.
I don't either.
Becky, you got 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Breezy got 4 out of 5. You got yourself the win!
What? Was it really Abe Lincoln, or is it actually a turkey?
No, it was Abe Lincoln. Here's the thing. All of you guys got the answers right. It was the last question. In soccer, what do you call it when a player scores 3 goals in one game? Becky, you said goal. Breezy said turkey, which is bowling. The correct answer is hat trick. They scored a hat trick.
That's stupid.
Well, it is what it is, Breezy. Hey, Becky, it is going to be a really happy birthday for your daughter who's going to go see Taylor Swift.
Her.
What's her name?
Ellie.
Ellie?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. She's a perfect little human.
Go, Ellie. Go, Ellie. Ellie. It's your birthday.
Go, Ellie.
All right, tell her we said hello, and I need you to say my name is Becky from where?
Arundicoit. Becky from Arundicoit.
And I just kind of sort of beat Breezy.
I just kind of sort of beat Breezy. That's a mouthful. I almost messed it up.
Period.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Today, officially being the start of October, there are some kids who are ready to get into the Halloween spirit. And can
I think
you?
They've been ready.
Well, yeah, you can't blame them though. On the phone with us is Allison from Greece, who says her 7-year-old is just ready to hit the ground running with the tradition of booing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she's running into a couple of roadblocks. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for.
What's going good. On?
So, thanks for coming on the show. How soon is too soon? Tell us what's happening.
Well, I have a 7-year-old, now that it's October, she wants to start the whole booing tradition.
My favorite.
Exactly. Yeah, it's super fun. It's so wonderful having a kid this age because it's like, this is my favorite time of year. So
yeah, that is a tradition I never was a part of. So I don't really
probably know. Probably a little later.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it.
It's definitely like not something I did when I was a kid. But so essentially you drop a basket of candy on your like neighbor's porch with a little ghost note. Mm-hmm. And then they're supposed to keep it going. So you like, you know, it travels throughout the neighborhood. And
oh, I see.
But it's like an acceptable ding-dong ditch. Like you can drop it, ring the doorbell and run away and there's goodies there for them. And then they can go do that to 5 people and, you know.
Exactly.
But your daughter
and you're not going to get arrested. So it's great.
And the whole neighborhood participates and it's super fun.
Okay.
It's supposed to be at least. The problem is that, you know, most people in our neighborhood are older. So, you know, they don't really participate in Halloween. Like I don't know if I would have even moved to this neighborhood if I had known this.
Right.
Really?
So you live with a bunch of seniors?
Yeah. Essentially, I don't know if they're seniors, but they're definitely not. They're definitely
fun.
Not like into. Yeah, they
right.
don't have kids. Like,
right.
Yeah. Last year we actually tried to, do it to one of our neighbors. She's single and she's just a little older, and she, you know, she actually wrote a note back and it said, don't leave this crap on my porch. I don't like Halloween.
Oh dear. So it's the Scrooge of Halloween.
Now, this is a perfect opportunity for your daughter to go over there and do it again this year.
That's true. It's just never do it again. I don't know.
She gets hauled away in a cop car.
I don't want to break her heart.
You got to go to a different, right. You got to go to a different neighborhood. I mean, that's what I did. I didn't grow up in a neighborhood, so we would always go to like a neighboring neighborhood, a neighboring cul-de-sac. And it's also just easier to navigate because there's more houses closer together, things like that.
I get it's October 1st. Your daughter ready to go?
I mean, she's been ready since beginning of September.
Oh,
I've had to hold her back.
You're like, girl, it would be weird if we did this right now.
Okay.
They probably would call the cops.
Yeah, we had to hold off on decorations until just this weekend because she was ready to go.
Right.
So, I don't want to break her heart. She thinks the whole world is like into Halloween and down for it all. So. I know she's going to be disappointed if nobody plays in our neighborhood, nobody plays along. But
right.
Well, also,
I don't want her to be upset.
Is it too early to start all of this? You know, and granted, I get she's excited. It's the 1st of October. You know, people are getting into the spirit. But it sounds like as far as your neighborhood, nobody wants to be bothered.
I know. A question to parents this morning, like when are all bets off to start Halloween extravaganzas? Is it today because it is October 1st and you have 31 days to just absolutely send it? Or do you have to get closer? Because looking at the calendar right now, Halloween is literally 4.5 weeks away.
Oh, I think that the whole season should start when they start offering pumpkin lattes.
Well, then August.
Then you and your daughter are in lockstep.
Yeah, she was like ready. First pumpkin latte that she saw on the news.
She's like, get the baskets ready. We're going booing.
Allison, you gotta leave the neighbor another boo. You gotta do it. I'm telling you. Those are the people that need it the most, right?
Yeah, I'll do it, and then I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. Is it too soon to start this tradition, especially in a neighborhood where nobody enjoys Halloween or really participates? I mean, what do you do? You can go to another neighborhood, but isn't the point of this for them to return the favor? Right?
Well,
I don't know how it works.
Yes and no. Like, you can start it.
Right, you can start
it. Because when they return the favor, it doesn't make sense for you to go do it again. You know what I mean?
Right, but like, you're only doing it once. You're going to do multiple homes.
Yeah, you do multiple homes, but like if somebody, if the whole point is like it's a train, right? So if somebody returns it to you, then you are obligated to go out and do it to other people. That's how it kind of works. So you're not going to go do it twice.
Right, okay, yeah, got yeah, it. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Allison?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were still with us.
She's like, no, we already
left. All right, well, listen, we got some texts coming in. It's people are getting into the Halloween spirit. It's October 1st. What's the worst that could happen if your daughter wants to start tonight? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to stop her, but...
No, don't, you don't have to stop her, but you can also trick her. So if you realize that nobody wants to participate and play along, just write one up and say, hey, somebody dropped this off. You could do that too, right? You can lie.
But you still have to go do it.
Honestly, we try not to lie in our house.
Okay.
Like that was kind of our goal. Like, as she's gotten older, we're like, okay, if she asks about Santa, or she asks, like, we don't want to lie necessarily, so we're trying to walk the line between creating the fantasy, but also, you know, being honest with her.
Yeah, it sounds like you got good morals there, you know?
You
not
know,
my family.
The tradition is that you, like, the whole neighborhood is, like, connected, you
right.
know? So
and
it's
all
sad
have
that
booze.
Our neighborhood isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fascinating. I like this. Okay, let me get to some text messages, Allison. But, hey, is it too early to say happy Halloween?
Not for me.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Happy Halloween to you guys.
Thanks for the call. Tell your daughter we said hello.
Thank you. We will.
Okay. You know, this brings me to...
She's like, get the car ready.
It brings me to my next question. How old is too old to dress up and go door to door, you know?
I think 15 is the cutoff.
Oh, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say 29. Oh. Mary says, good morning, guys. So my 8-year-old was obsessed with booing last year and got sad when no one responded. Oh, that's so tough. So this year, we're presetting 3 friends to boo each other. So she still gets the joy without the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be something for this mom to consider. Have a blessed day. You too,
you
Mary.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Mother Mary. yeah, it's a lot of fun. It really is. And I think it's more common in like tight-knit communities. And when you try to do it with people who like you maybe don't really know as well or you know aren't going to be into it, it's hard to get it off the ground.
I mean, booing I never participated in. Elf on a Shelf, these are things that came
right, like
after.
Later, yeah.
Well, what is trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat is like trick or treat, but you're not like going door to door. You're just going car to car. That's all in a parking lot.
Oh,
it's typically like during the day.
Got it. Okay.
It's like for like gyms and churches and like communities that you already have, but you don't live anywhere close to each other and you still want to celebrate Halloween.
I see.
I'm actually going to a trunk or treat next Sunday out in Webster with my gym.
Oh, that's perfect. So, yeah, let me know the deets. I'll come through.
We're good.
Brenda says, hi, Moose and Breezy. So as far as what you guys are talking about, we did the boo box thing, but we left a little card. And it said that if this isn't your thing, feel free to pass on it. That way no one felt pressured and we didn't get hate mail. Yeah, that's
the hate mail. We're just trying to spread some Halloween cheer.
That's what it is. I mean, is it too early? Maybe. It's October 1st. What are you going to do the other 30 days?
They're excited.
But, you know, let them have at it. Thank you guys for the messages and obviously for Allison calling in this morning. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Happy Halloween.
Woo!
Will be
64 for the high today with a lot of sun. We'll take it. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. How many of you are sensitive to this one thing? My grandma used to be.
I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm more sensitive to it than ever before. And my mom, like when I was growing up, would always like throw a fit and make a big deal about this. I'm like, you're so dramatic, but now I get it.
Really? So with age comes the sensitivity to what?
Smell.
To smell. Yes.
I'm so mad. Like, so I was spiraling yesterday. Like I've been wildly unstable for the past 2 to 3 days. Wildly.
So you went to the movies to calm yourself down.
So, yeah, I went to the movies alone. I got a vat of popcorn and a blankie, and I just chilled. But on my way to the movies, I stopped at a Facebook Marketplace pickup. And I know we're all sick of me talking about Facebook Marketplace, but I think I'm done at this point because I'm so angry with how this turned out. You've
been on a roll lately too.
I know. We bought a new couch. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. I don't know if it's relevant at all, really. But we bought a new couch because we can't bring our couch into our new house. It just doesn't fit the space. So we sold our old couch. We bought a new couch. And there's a chaise. And we wanted like a secondary ottoman for it because right now we have a coffee table that just like doesn't look right with the couch. So it's like, okay, let's get an ottoman, whatever. I found this ottoman. It fit like the space perfectly and it matched our color of our couch super well.
Right.
So it looked like it actually came with it. So I was like, okay, this is great. And I'm contacting this woman and I actually send my fiance Patrice to go pick up these. She was selling two ottomans for $30. She's like, I haven't really used them at all. Like, I just got like one bigger one. Like, they've just been sitting here, whatever. I've had them for 2 weeks. Two weeks.
Oh,
she says
new.
She's had them. So I was like, okay, perfect. They're brand new. Like, this is amazing. Like, we're loving it. So I sent my fiance Patrice to go get him. I'm messaging the lady. She like won't come outside. And Patrice is like, I have to go. Like, I have to get somewhere. So I was like, okay, whatever. So she goes once, unsuccessful. Goes again, unsuccessful. And then I went yesterday to get him. And I pick them up. I give her the money. Everything's good.
$30?
$30 for two, which is like a steal, like whatever. It's not, it's $30. Like $30 is $30, like no matter which way you look at it.
Let me guess. There's a family of rats living in the ottoman.
No. Great. No. No. They smell like smoke.
Oh, that's so tough.
It's so gross. And like, so I picked them up on the way to the movies. So I've had them in my car. So now my car smells like smoke.
Honestly, I'd probably rather just have the family of rats living in there so I could dispose of them.
No, genuinely.
But the smoke, listen, any of you who know people that smoke in their homes, because she clearly does.
I don't know if I can't dox her and be like, yeah, you definitely did. She lived in an apartment building. So somebody within...
It's
within the building smoked.
Yeah, and listen, if you test drive a new car, it's the first thing you can smell. If somebody smoked in there, it's very, very difficult to get rid of that smell.
And I'm so pissed at myself for not, like, I don't know. I don't even know what I would have done in that. How would I have known, right? Like,
well, you don't. I mean, but the good news is you only spent $30.
I know.
That's it, Brace.
And then it's like, do I sell them? Do I try to clean them with like the Mean Green Machine? What do I do?
If you want them that bad, but I'll tell you, this has nothing to do with you being sensitive to smell.
It's just disgusting.
Anybody can smell cigarette smoke.
It's so gross. So then I'm like panicking and I'm like, because I'm in the movies so they've been in my car for 3 hours and I take them out of my car and I'm like freaking out because I'm like, now my car is going to smell like smoke. Like, what is happening right now? So
if anyone has tips or tricks on how to get rid of cigarette smoke out of material and fabric, what's the best method?
Text us literally right now. So here's what I did with the ottoman. I did not bring them in my home. I left one outside because I was like, okay, let me like leave one outside and air it out. And if it gets stolen or ruined, whatever. Like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like leaving one outside. And then I put one in the basement. So I'm like, I'd rather it smell like must than smell like smoke. So, but then with my car, I was like, oh my God, this has been in here for 3 hours. Now I'm afraid that the fabric touched the other fabric and now it's seeped into the seats. So I took an entire like roll of Clorox wipes and I just placed Clorox wipes all over the backseat of my car.
Ain't gonna do it.
And then I put an air freshener in and I got in and I cracked all the windows overnight and I got in this morning and it like really didn't smell that. But now I'm just so overly paranoid about it that I'm like freaking out.
I don't know what's worse, cigarette smoke in fabric or seafood, because I went years back. I got
like rotten seafood.
No, I got a brand new car. It was Valentine's Day. I was going to cook my lady a really nice dinner. So I went to the seafood market. I picked up a bunch of crab leg.
Okay.
I put it in a box in the trunk of my car. 6 months. Couldn't get the smell out.
Just how long was it in there for?
An hour, if that.
Oh, my God.
6 months. I kid you not, and I'm not exaggerating. I don't know what happened.
What did you do?
I mean, the crab legs tasted fine, but I'm like, Did juice spill into the carpet? Where is that stench coming from? It was horrible. A couple texts coming in. Most people are saying the same thing. You got to sprinkle baking soda all over the ottoman, let it sit overnight, and then vacuum it up the next day. You got to let it air dry.
Baking soda?
That's right.
Yeah. I read that too, because now I'm like viciously Googling and I'm like trying to figure this out. I cracked all my windows. Like, I'm just so paranoid about it now because I'm like, it's not that, like, again, the transport wasn't like long, but it's just, it's horrific.
You met her in person?
I did.
Was her teeth yellow?
I didn't look at her close enough.
Oh, that's shameful.
I was like so scared.
Yeah, it was probably her. You know, a pack of Camels a day will do that to you. You know,
it's so gross. It's 2025. Like, I can't believe people are still smoking cigarettes. And I'm not even like trying to shame anybody. I'm just genuinely trying to understand like what's going on.
You really don't see it as much as you used to.
No,
you don't see it that much.
And now, I mean, like, I know vapes are killing people, of course, but at least you smell like creme brulee.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
so true. Yes, blueberries,
strawberry shortcake, puff puff.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.